The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. Companies to watch.
Good morning. Thanks for joining us on The Breakfast Huddle. While on Companies to Watch, we are zooming in on that mega deal in the REIT space where CapitaLand is combining Ascott Residence Trust and Ascendas Hospitality Trust. And this will form the largest hospitality trust in the Asia-Pacific region. So what does it mean for investors? To help us break it down, we've got Natalie Ong. She's an analyst at Phillips Securities Research. Morning, Natalie. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm doing good.
All right, that's good to hear. Well, Natalie, I want to get your thoughts. You know, what's your view on this deal? What do you get when you combine two A's, Ascott and Ascendas?
Well, first of all, we always look at a deal from whether or not there's any synergies or earnings that can be reaped from it. So, first of all, we note that the deal will be DPU accretive for both Ascott as well as Ascendas hospitality unit holders. So that is definitely a positive. Mm-hmm. And from a combined entity point of view, the enlarged group will be able to position themselves more favorably to capture, you know, the rising growth from Asia-Pacific. And they also benefit from the diversification in terms of geographically.
So Natalie, so to sum it up, it gets more firepower, it gets more skill. So in summary, it should be a better deal for investors. Is that the way to look at it?
In a way, yes, especially in the long term, because with this enlarged group, there's also other benefits that come from it. For example, the bigger group will possibly be included in the NAREIT index, and that will increase the liquidity by and threshold by 50%. Mm. So there are a lot of positives that can come out of this deal.
So potential liquidity that might be boosted. So Natalie, what's your current rating on this, and how will this affect your rating?
Phillips currently has buy call with target price of $1.60 on Ascott. We do not cover Ascendas Hospitality, but because this deal is going to be accretive, if it is passed, it will likely result in an increase in the target price.
Okay, and of course, the big question is, we've been seeing a lot of news about mergers in the REIT space. Why is this the case? What's driving all this M&A activity?
The scale really matters. For REIT, there's actually this invisible ceiling, which is tied to the size of the REIT. And with a bigger REIT, biggest trust or bigger entity, they actually have better access and negotiating power to lower cost of debt. And this will definitely help getting a higher return for the REIT and for the unit holders. So in the past, we've seen Viva-ESR merger in the end part of 2018. And this year, there's been a proposed merger of OUE Commercial Trust and OUE HD, which will create a larger diversified. I think what's important to note is that the enlarged entity must also make sense and it must be complementary. So, for example, as long as in the case of OUECT and OUEHT, the combined REIT will be something like an integrated development where we see an office building attached to a mall or a hotel attached to a mall. And these are complementary. So they have synergies in a sense.
So REITs are trying to get more skill and more synergies when they try to look for potential partners. We are chatting with Natalie Ong, analyst at Phillips Securities Research. Natalie, like you mentioned, size matters, at least in the REIT space. And we are seeing that, no, this bigger is better in order to compete. So I want to get your thoughts on the recent news that the Monetary Authority of Singapore is looking to review the leverage limit for REITs. Right now, the limit is at 45%, and this pretty much is what the REITs can borrow against the assets. So what's the potential catalyst for this potential raising of this limit? If I look at what's happening elsewhere, other REITs in other countries, for example, the US and Australia, they have no limits.
I think the MAS is always protecting their investor. So this 45 limit is meant to protect the investor and to make sure that the REIT will invest responsibly. And so this increase in leverage from proposed increase in leverage from 45% to 50%, actually it just allows the REIT a little bit more flexibility when it comes to capitalizing on opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is actually viewed favorably. But in the grand scheme of things, all the S-REITs in Singapore, they generally do stay below the 40% gearing limit so that they do maintain their own breathing room of margin.
Okay, thank you so much for your time this morning, Natalie. We've been speaking with Natalie Ong. She's an analyst at Phillips Securities Research. Natalie, have a great day ahead.
Thank you, Ryan.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.